Special interview right now with Colton Krell, senior for Blooming Prairie in this class of 2020 group. And Colton, there's so many interesting things to talk about, sports related, and maybe some of the school stuff you guys have had to go through as well. But to start at the end here, some recent news for you to make a commitment for college wrestling. What's the scoop here?
I mean, it would have been yesterday that I made the commitment. They called me up and, you know, they're talking to me a bunch. And I had pretty much already made up my mind. You know, I had a couple of other colleges that I was really looking at. And I know Fargo is, 100,000 people, but it's like a smaller rural, kind of like hometown, I guess, just a smaller town atmosphere. And I really like that aspect of it. And I had pretty much already made up my mind. And the coaches were kind of saying, you know, it's getting down to the wire. And he goes, I'm not one to pressure anyone into making a decision too early, but, you know, I just gave my answer right there.
Wow. So North Dakota State University, what do you like about the wrestling program, the coaching staff? What is it that draws you out there?
You know, actually, I know quite a few of the kids out there. You know, they pull a lot of Minnesota kids, so, I mean, at least half the roster, I know their name. And a couple of the guys I actually know pretty well. I mean, I know at least one of them, Mike Nelson. He's from Dobriota. Okay. I wrestled with him all summer, you know, through freestyle and Greco. But I mean, that's probably one of the really big pulls that got me there.
Okay, let's go back to the high school wrestling season. You have placed at state, as a freshman, sophomore, and junior, top four each time, a runner-up, a third place in there, and I'm sure to cap a career with a championship was a huge goal of yours. How good does it feel to have done that here at the state meet recently?
Honestly, I didn't know, because I mean, going from football, you know, I was a little heavy, and walking into the season, I mean, wrestling 195, I really didn't want to wrestle 195. I really wanted to wrestle 82, but the time and the amount of effort that I would have had to put in was just not worth it to me. And I just didn't honestly think I would do as well at 195. And, you know, it's always been a lifelong goal of mine since my brother won state, you know, back in 2010. But I don't know, it was a great feeling though.
The tournament itself then, so you had a whole season to kind of, feel comfortable maybe at that weight. What stands out about the tournament itself and the matches you wrestled and in order to get to where you were to win the title?
You know, honestly, the entire season. So, wrestling at the Christmas tournament, I was really, I was still wrestling like 170-pounder, right? And that just did not work out for me. So, I mean, over the season, and especially right at the end, you know, I really adapted to the weight. And, I mean, I wasn't getting stuck underneath. And, I mean, I feel that it really improved my overall wrestling ability. But, yeah, no, the state tournament, I mean, it was just about scoring points for me. I mean, I wrestled really well. I wrestled really smart, you know. I didn't make any mistakes, but I just feel like that was just me. You know, I wasn't outstanding, or I didn't have an outstanding day, and I didn't have a bad day. That was just how I am, I guess.
Wow, well, that's an interesting way to look at it, interesting perspective. Which was the toughest match that you wrestled at state?
Definitely the finals, yeah, okay. Definitely the finals. Actually, I know him pretty well. I have him on Snapchat, on social media and Snapchat and everything, and I've talked to him a couple times before, and I've met him probably four or five times, and, I mean, we get along pretty well, and I don't know, it was definitely the finals, though. He was impossible to score on.
And who was that in the finals, and then what was the key to the match to get the win?
Well, he was, his name's Luke Tweeden. He's actually from Frazee, but,
okay.
I guess the key of it, I don't know, I guess just not getting thrown. I mean, I knew he loved upper body, and that's why I was pretty scared about that. You know, even towards the last 10 seconds of the match, I was really nervous towards the end, because, I mean, I knew he could bomb me if I locked up with him.
And your reaction then when you won the title, you're the champ. What was your some of your initial thoughts and reaction to that, Colton?
I wanted to go hug the coaches and hug my family. That's about it. You know, that's about all that was on my mind.
You're referencing your brother 10 years ago, Dalton Henderson. He won a state wrestling championship wrestling for Owatonna. What kind of things did he have in the way of advice for you or anything like that leading into it?
Well, so, you know, my 10th grade year, I was already in finals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had made it to the finals his junior year. And his biggest thing, you know, he told me, he's been telling me this Well, for the past 2 years, he goes, you've already been there. You know, you're in the finals again. He goes, you've already been there. I mean, the other kid had, you know, had as well, but just that being there before, it really makes it a lot easier to go back out there again. And I think that was his biggest piece of advice. I mean, it just really calms the nerves. And I mean, you know, I've been there before. I've done it. You know, I lost the last time, and you know, just looking to change the outcome this time.
Being on the big stage, say at U.S. Bank Stadium, playing with the state championship Blooming Prairie football team, does being in those kind of scenarios, even though it's more of a team and not individual, one-on-one in a state wrestling, but being in a big facility like that multiple times, does that also help out a little bit in some of the comfort level of being in that situation?
You know, it really could. I guess as far as football goes, I mean, I've never really been nervous with football just because of the huge team, and I've always had a lot of faith in my team and their ability. You know, and I don't look at myself as one of the best players on the team by any means. You know, I'm towards the bottom of it, so you know, a lot of my faith goes towards my teammates, and I've just never really been nervous for football. But I mean, I'm sure playing at a stadium like that helps. But I mean, a lot of times, I've wrestled at, you know, really, you know, bigger tournaments than the state tournament.
Okay.
I think that goes to a lot of it.
What, well, based on that, then, how was the celebration of a state football championship on a team level, and you guys are all out there, you know, together, able to celebrate the moment together? What are some feelings that came to mind for you and your teammates when that happened for you guys back in November?
Honestly, I mean, it was just time of our life right there. I mean, the entire town was excited, and I don't quite remember how many people were there. I want to say it was like 3,000-ish, or close to that, you know, fans in our section. And, I mean, just the entire town was just completely gone. I mean, no one was in the town. A lot of businesses had closed down. I mean, you know, it was just a huge, huge accomplishment for the town, and that's really what I liked about it. You know, the entire team was excited, and we were able to all have a blast together and, you know, share that entire moment together.
I've heard some talk regarding the football championship that after the team came up just short last season, that there was a kind of an extra inspiration to be working out and the weights and just kind of really being sharp for what was your senior season. So kind of a two-part question is, is that something you felt you did and your teammates did? And was there some of that for wrestling as well with regard to that senior season and wanting to go out on top?
I've always been way more into wrestling than I have football. So, I mean, as far as losing a state, you know, losing a state for football, I hate to say it, but that didn't really drive me to work any harder.
Okay.
I'd say, obviously, the wrestling pushed me a lot harder, but as far as teammates go, my teammates worked a lot harder. I mean, you could definitely tell. I mean, the amount of improvement from last year to this year was just insane. I mean, a lot of it was maturity, but a lot of it was the amount of effort that they put in. You know, not only weightlifting in summer, but like practice in general. You know, they got down to business and they really, really wanted it.
So all those things really, really fantastic sports memories that you're able to carry on. Now, as I understand it, Colton, you don't do a spring sport with the school, but usually do some wrestling here at this time of year. Kind of what's the situation for you? And I can only imagine you're not doing any of that. How do you react to what has happened from a sports standpoint for everyone with the inability to get out there and do the things you guys and girls love to do?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm going on to college, and a lot of people can't say the same thing.
Okay.
But, I mean, for me, it's just I try to run, you know, every so often or as often as I can. And I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of the people that I know from my grade are pretty upset that their spring sport was canceled, and I guess I don't really know what else to say about it.
Okay. When it comes to the college aspect of things now, when would some workouts begin? What kind of modifications might there need to be for that? Or what kind of training are you doing between now and when you hopefully head off to NDSU?
So, I mean, from my understanding, you know, I mean, I just recently committed, so I guess I haven't gotten the whole field. But as soon as the campus opens up, they start training. So, you know, kids can go there. And they can go there, they find a place to stay, you know, they pay for everything themselves, and then they just wrestle. They can focus on wrestling. And I think that starts as soon as the campus opens up, which their plan is June 1st, but I'm not 100% sure on, you know, whether or not that's going to be changed.
Okay.
And then my plan, I mean, I'll probably go out there. I mean, what I'm thinking as of right now is, like, maybe a week here, 2 weeks here, you know, like, every other month or, like, every month or something like that, just so I can stay home and work with my dad and, you know, make money before I go off to college.
And, Colton, do you know if you'll be a red shirt or wrestling right away with the team? Any idea on that, even though this is very early on?
I'm definitely going to redshirt. Yeah, I'm nowhere near good enough to compete with those guys yet. Yeah, I like to think of myself as pretty good, but you really have no idea until you get there. It's insane.
And that will be a next question. First of all, you're very honest and very humble, and that's a nice attitude to have. What is it going to be like? What is different about college wrestling from what people have told you? And we're talking Division I college wrestling. So what is this going to be like in the way of a transition?
Well, I mean, for start, the practice partners. I mean, right? So, small town, I wrestle with our heavyweight. And our heavyweight's very good, right? He's going to Rochester, and he got Forsen State this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's always really good. And my coach still can meet up with me pretty well. And I mean, but going to D1 like that, it's going to be, I mean, the practice partners, you know, the quality. I mean, everyone there is going to be top, you know, they place top three or they win state, you know, multiple times. I mean, they're just crazy studs. And they've been there for, you know, X amount of years. And, I mean, their ability has just, you know, increased exponentially. So, I mean, it's just going to be way different wrestling. You know, having to grind every single time you step on the mat out there, opposed to, like, in high school, you know, I can wrestle tough kids, and I can wrestle my, you know, the JV kids.
And
so, I mean, it's going to enable me to take a huge step, and that's what I'm excited about.
Very cool. Colton, what are you planning to study? Do you have that picked out yet?
I mean, I do. I'm kind of bouncing in between a business and electrical engineering.
Okay. Well, Colton, it's fun to talk to you. Blooming Prairie's Colton Krell, a state champion with football team, state champion with Westfield, the Razorback wrestling team, during the state wrestling tournament. Colton, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on those great athletic accomplishments, and look forward to more for you and NDSU. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.